Now, before we get into that, let me just say this, is that the book of Ephesians, really, when you read it, it's kind of outlined the way a sermon would be formatted, okay? If you think about a sermon, you know, there's an introduction, there is, you know, doctrine, and then there's the interpretation of that doctrine, and then there's the practical application. Generally, that's how sermons are outlined, okay? You have doctrine, interpretation, practical application, right? For the most part. Now, the book of Ephesians is basically written in that way, because you could literally break the book of Ephesians in half, and the first three chapters are all about doctrine. The last three chapters are about the application, okay? Chapter 1 has to do with salvation. Chapter 2 with replacement theology. Chapter 3 is dealing with the mystery of his will, referring to the fact that the Gentiles were grafted in to the people of God. And then chapter 4, you get into relational issues. Chapter 5 is about marriage. Chapter 6 is about child rearing, being an employee, and spiritual warfare. So you can really look at the book of Ephesians and see that it's simply broken up into two parts. You have the doctrine, and then you have the application of that doctrine as well. So it's a good way to understand the plenary of this book, of this letter, in order to understand the content thereof. Now let's get right into it.